instruction early because Ritter wasn't feeling well. Now Suarez told her the EKG hadn't gone well. A half hour later, he reported that it's much worse than we thought, and the doctors were trying to prepare Amy for the worst. The next time Suarez called Lynn, he was sobbing. Ritter had died in surgery, the victim of a torn artery. He was 54. The stunned, grieving cast and crew gathered spontaneously the next morning on the soundstage. People were sobbing. Suarez ordered food and coffee. People took turns paying tribute to Ritter, and it seemed everyone had a story about how their lives had been touched by his generosity and humor. Both Braun and Lynn spoke briefly. Though no one broached the subject of what was going to happen now to 8 Simple Rules, Lynn assured everyone that no one would lose their job. Still, the issue had to be faced. 8 Simple Rules, despite having been overshadowed by American Idol, was ABC's most promising show and the linchpin of the Tuesday night schedule. The few precedents weren't encouraging. Freddie Prinze, star of Chico and the Man, had killed himself during the show's second season in 1977. Red Fox, star of The Royal Family, had died in 1991. Both shows had been canceled. Lynn and Braun both assumed that 8 Simple Rules would suffer the same fate. On Monday afternoon, after Ritter's emotional funeral, attended only by family and close friends, Lynn and Braun sat down to discuss the show's fate. Both had been struck by the reaction of the cast to Ritter's death, as if he were their real father. "Should we be listening?" Lynn asked. "Is there something here?" Braun was thinking along the same lines. "Are we crazy? Or should we think about addressing this directly in the show? What happens when a young father dies? How do you pick up the pieces?" So Braun and Lynn floated the notion to Suarez, Widows, and executive producer Tom Shadak. Nobody really wanted to talk about it, but no one vetoed the idea either. Amy Yazbek and Bob Myman seemed supportive. Amy, in particular, knew how important the jobs were to the cast and crew, and felt Ritter would have wanted the show to continue without him. Obviously, ABC had to tread a fine line between empathy and exploitation. On Tuesday, ABC announced that their production would go into hiatus, but was careful not to say that the show was being shut down permanently. 2 days later, Eisner weighed in with an email to Braun and Lynn. Not only did he want to continue the series, but he proposed that Kate, Ritter's wife in the show, played by Katie Sagal, be pregnant. She'd had a pregnancy scare in an earlier episode. Then she could give birth for the May sweeps week. Iger weighed in with an email. "This is a great idea. Let's discuss." "Oh, my God," Braun told Lynn. They were both appalled. It had been hard enough to approach Amy about continuing the show at all, but to suggest that Ritter's character would be leaving a baby behind was going too far. It seemed unspeakably exploitative to capitalize on Ritter's death by making his wife pregnant and having her give birth during the May sweeps. At first, they said nothing, hoping Eisner's idea would die the natural death they felt it deserved. They didn't want to reject it immediately,